broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall. I say, Carruthers, are you all right down there?
Yeah. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense, and the last song that played was Tennessee Valley Authority by Property off of PFP. Before that, Un Beau Spectacle off of, that's by Victime, off of En Conversation Avec. Man, before that, Vertical Vamps. It's the first song of the hour. That was by Dirty Milk. And that was off their album Scream. Still rusty. I shouldn't even say rusty. I feel like it's probably like this every time, and it's just been... I just haven't been making new episodes as frequently, so it's kind of weird. Maybe that is what being rusty is. Anyway... really happy to have played something by Property. It's kind of rare that he's one of those guys that releases music that I want to be able to play on the show, but don't really generally have stuff that kind of fits around it. So the recent Victime release was really cool and kind of lined up. There's some sort of through line in my mind between the Dirty Milk track, Victime, and then Property there. And I always like it when it feels like there's some cohesion, but I can't really tell what it is. And I'm sure if I thought about it, maybe I could come up with some words that would sound stupid, but maybe in some sense correct or make some sense. But yeah, not being a musician, maybe that's a little bit harder for me. And an interesting thing that I noticed is he made one of his recent or earlier releases cost money, like $1.50 or something. But it was kind of on my mind because there's so many releases that I had in my music library, which is still kind of in limbo, seeing if Seagate gets that back to me and it's actually recovered. But like old demos and stuff that were just free on Bandcamp that get hidden or deleted or whatever. And how these things don't get like added to your like account if you don't actually purchase them. And it was only recently that I really realized that that's probably why people buy these things that are otherwise ostensibly free. Because you actually get to play it from your phone and download it, and like you get to keep it there even if it goes private. So yeah, there are a lot of reasons that I hadn't really picked up on when I was relying solely on like local copies of everything. Anyway, there's a bunch of like Southern Hemisphere stuff coming. This is gonna be Twine.
Lay safe, pressing just pushing things down. Feels like a fresh start. No.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Last song was Yeah Good Yourself by Night Lunch off of Measure Twice, Cut Once. Before that, The Lottery by Ed Lear off of The Lottery / Dishes, two-song EP. And then the first of the three was Same Old Problems by Twine off of New Old Horse. Interestingly, Night Lunch shares a name with a Montreal band, but this Night Lunch is in fact from New Zealand. And then Twine also shares a name with a Montreal band, but they're from Australia. And they're two of the more exciting finds for me recently, so I've been listening to them a lot. And I think they just came up by chance for me, really. Or I was searching the CJLO digital archive and came across Twine, thinking they were the Montreal band, and then that led to some sort of a link, I think, somewhere to Night Lunch, both being sort of Southern Hemisphere, Oceania, noise rock bands, though obviously of rather different bents. If anything, I'd say Twine is kind of what I would have wanted out of the band Sprain after their first two albums, and then Night Lunch is just, it reminds me of sort of the Big Black, Rape Man sounds. But in fact, it's just drums and I think it's a two-string diddly bow, I think is what it's called. I didn't realize that until I saw them doing a live performance, a session in Flying Nun Records. And that looked really cool. It was pretty wild to think there was such air quotes simplistic. Anyway, there's more stuff coming, some more Chicago stuff actually. Next is going to be the band Patter.
seconds, maybe not a chance at my old job on a fall afternoon. You made me promise that I didn't wanna know the world alone, but your mind changed the old fast thing of blue.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. The last song that played was Go by Options off of Tacit Intact. Before that, Bonne Nuit by Benny off of Free. It's probably the best I'm going to be able to say that. If it were in English, it would be Fruits. So anyone can actually look that up instead of having to parse whatever I managed to say. Before that, Outside / Inside by Good Feeling off of their EP, also called Good Feeling. And then before that was Pulse Dial by Patter off of Patter Theme 2. And I mentioned before that I'd be playing more Chicago music, and the Chicago band previously, like in the previous segment before this segment, was Ed Lear, sort of a slowcore band in the vein that I like. And then the Chicago bands here are Patter and then Options. Options I've played a reasonable number of times on the show before. Solo project of Seth Engel. Petter, however, is a project he's in. He's a terrific drummer, it turns out. Petter played here in Montreal back in the fall sometime. That was a really good show. I'd never been to the venue that I was at. That was Marchat Côté. It's really small, but it was a good show. Petter was terrific. The other Chicago band coming up is going to be Best Witches, who I've also played on the show quite a bit. And interestingly, all of the music that I've played on the show, which is uncommon for me, is that it's all since 2023. My name for the show was initially kind of a joke that I was always just listening to stuff that was like decades old. But that's changed, except for the fact that I'm playing Go by Options. Well, I played that. Came out in 2014, and what also came out in 2014 is the next song that's going to be coming up, which is by the band Best Witches. And kind of goes in line with a conversation I had with a friend of mine, I guess a few weeks back now. It's about sort of prophetic music, listening to music that's about sort of periods in a life that are ahead of where you are. So like me being a 19-year-old living with my father and listening to Emergency and I by the Dismemberment Plan, which is about being like a university graduate or something, or around those times, and being listless, and I was not there yet. But at the same time, it felt very relatable. And I guess I was a little bit too forward-looking, and eventually that stuff, you know, ends up kind of happening to a certain extent. So it's interesting. And I kind of think about Go and Happy Guy in those ways. But anyway, that's what the next song is. Happy Guy by Best Witches. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense, and the last song of the hour was Happy Guy by Best Witches off of their album Wishes. That's a song I think I played on like the 15th or something episode of this show. And as I said before, there was a lot of music that I was kind of listening to in periods of my life that were sort of in advance of, when I actually have something to directly relate to what the music was about, let's say. This sort of prophetic or in advance music. And it feels funny to think that, you know, there are all these sorts of like social commonalities or really like the true meaning of the song, like the idea that it's trying to put forward, not just like the narrative element of what's going on. And I think sometimes, at least if I speak personally, it's nice to hear something that is in a way like a melodrama or something that's more mature than what you're actually going through, because it gives you a way maybe to take yourself seriously and to, I don't know, put yourself outside of yourself. Yeah, while still being able to engage with how you feel about something. If I look at this song, it's a song about, you know, not being able to relate to people, let's say, in a very broad sense, or like failing to be able to do so and finding yourself unhappy because of that. You don't have to be waking up unhappily next to someone to get that idea. But hearing it put poignantly like that, definitely, at least for me when I was younger, probably made it easier to tolerate the idea I don't know where the hell I'm going with that. Holy crap. I like that song a lot, at least. That's a good part about that. I don't know. I think about this a lot with respect to music by like the Dismemberment Plan, which I got into when I was like a teenager. I mentioned that before. And I mean, it's also an interesting idea to consider when it comes to like fiction in general. Like, why do we approach things that are fantastical? Like, what do they actually provide to us? Like, if they don't have like a direct bearing on our lives, or like stories about people that have, even if they're, let's say, within the realm of like literary fiction, you know, still plausible, but, extreme, you know, what is it that gets to us, and what does it actually take to create a narrative, that resonates with people, that has some element that someone gets, broadly? Without having to be so close to the work. And it's hard to sometimes separate yourself from a piece of work to know how well that works. Anyway, hopefully it won't ever be this bad again. Thanks for listening.
No static. No static. No static. No static. Mondays. 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 Monday, 6 to 8, 6 to 8, 6 to 8, 6 to 8 PM, 6 to 8 PM, Monday, 6 to 8 PM, CFRC 101.9, CFRC.ca. No static, Mondays, 6 to 8 PM, CFRC 101.9, CFRC.ca. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied variety show. CFRC's most varied. CFRC 101.9, CFRC.ca. No static, Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house. Late in the 1970s, four Kingston women got together to discuss the idea of creating a community house, a place where grassroots organizations, families, and groups could gather. A place where food could be prepared and shared, new skills could be learned, and lively discussion could be encouraged. For over 30 years, Kingston Community House has provided low-cost meeting space for hundreds of groups, allowing people to come together to learn from one another, share resources, and trade skills. As it becomes safe once again to gather in person, we look forward to providing the Kingston community with a comfortable and convenient place to reconnect with one another. Located in downtown Kingston, we operate 7 days a week. For more information on Kingston Community House and how to book, please visit